Hello, everybody, and I hope you're having a happy New Year's Eve. Today is essentially going to be some news and a very long mech tech, specifically covering the mech that would be three mechs, the Direwolf, Hauptmann, and Regent. Before we get into the main topic, though, today, I want to go over some news. We did finally get the last of the recognition guides. Rec Guide 23 features one new mech in the Star Crusader, which is an omni-mech version of the Grand Crusader, and is in use from the Scorpion Empire. It includes full write-ups on the Star Python, or Nexus, the Fujin, or Reijin, and Rifleman 2C. It also includes new variants of the Nova Cat, of which the M looks fearsome in classic battle tech, the Lancelot, Guillotine, and Crockett. We also got Recognition Guide 24, the final installment, that has the Alpha Wolf as its new mech. Looks like it cut and pasted the Ryokan 3 from previous sources, and a full new write-up on the Atlas. Additionally, it has new variants of the Elemental in the 3, Grand Dragon, Flashman, Stalker, Annihilator, and Atlas 2. So, today, like I said, we're doing a long mech tech as our episode, something interesting for the new year, and about three mechs that all have this shared lineage. The episode today is brought to you by Miffed Kitty Minis. You'll find a link in the description under the episode. So, I know some of the new players might be wondering, why am I talking about these three mechs in one episode? So, and there's a good reason why. Without going into the long of it, the Direwolf is one of the classic clan assault mechs from the Invasion. The Lyrans copied it with the Hauptmann using Inner Sphere technology, and then the Lyrans and the reconstituted Free Worlds League, after all the Free Worlds League stuff that happened, copied it again and used clan technology alongside the clan Seafox to make the Regent. So I want to talk about the mech scale game of telephone that went on here, because the copy of the copy created quite a different machine from where it started. So let's start off with the Direwolf. The Direwolf is a 100-ton monster, originally intended as a Clan Wolf machine. The design was won by Clan Smoke Jaguar just prior to the invasion of the Inner Sphere and became a favorite of that clan. Clan Wolf did gain production rights to it, but they didn't own the actual design. While not very nimble, the hallmark of this mech is its immense amount of pod space, with literally half its weight, actually 50.5 tons, I believe, dedicated to mission payload equipment and weapons. The Direwolf would inspire at least two other mechs, notably the Hauptmann and the Iron Cheetah. Protected by 19 tons of standard armor and cooled by 15 double heat sinks on the base chassis, the Direwolf is capable of handling a variety of weapon loadouts and is one of the most well-known mechs for being used by notable mech warriors such as Natasha Kerensky, Victor Davian, and Hojiro Kurita, though the mech is more associated with the first two than the last. The original release of the Direwolf saw it with only three variants, the Primary, Alpha, and Bravo. The primary variant of the Direwolf carries in each arm two ER large lasers, two medium pulse lasers, and an Ultra Auto Cannon 5 with a ton of ammunition. In its left torso has a long-range missile 10 launcher with 1 ton of ammunition. The mech carries an additional 7 double heat sinks to handle its massive heat load and has a battle value in its configuration of 2712. In its alpha configuration, the Direwolf was built as a good sniper with highly accurate long-range firepower. For an extremely high-powered punch at long range, the Direwolf Alpha carries a Gauss rifle with 3 tons of ammunition in its right arm. In the left arm, it has a brace of 3 large pulse lasers. In order to exploit holes created in the armor of the enemy, it carries 2 ammunition-efficient Streak SRM-6 launchers in the left torso with 2 tons of ammunition. This variant has 4 additional double heat sinks and an anti-missile system for defense, and has a battle value of 2896. Of the original configurations, the last is the Bravo. This configuration is an extremely ammunition-dependent loadout. In its right arm, it carries an LB-10X autocannon with 2 tons of ammunition. The right and left torso each have 2 Ultra Auto Cannon 2s with a ton of ammunition, and in its left arm it has 2 ERPPCs for hard-hitting long-range firepower and 2 medium pulse lasers for close-range work. Almost as an afterthought, this configuration has an ER small laser mounted in the center torso. The battle value of this configuration is 2609. Now, the design directly influenced by the Direwolf is the Hauptmann. The Hauptmann is a Lyran attempt to copy the Direwolf, much like the Draconis Combine had with the Black Hawk KU. Of course, they couldn't go heavier with the chassis, but instead decided to go lighter at 95 tons and relied on a number of off-the-shelf technologies that caused the mech to have a significantly smaller weapons payload. The Hauptmann has the same top speed of the Direwolf and carries 11 double heat sinks on its base chassis. It's protected by 18.5 tons of armor, and an odd decision has case fixed in the right torso. While the design is a derivative of the Direwolf, it doesn't attempt to copy the weapon's payload like the Inner Sphere mechs built on a similar premise. Instead, it carries a unique weapon and equipment payload for each configuration that's fitting to its bastardized Lyran roots. The primary configuration of the Hauptmann is built to be an all-around juggernaut and seems to have some influence from the Timberwolf. Each arm pod carries an ER large laser and a medium pulse laser, as well as two double heat sinks. The left and right torsos each have a Streak SRM-2 launcher, which share a single ton of ammunition. The left torso also houses a massive shoulder-mounted LB-20X autocannon with 3 tons of ammunition. All of the ammunition on this configuration is, of course, stored in the right torso. As an afterthought, it carries an ER small laser in the head in the shape of a cigar. This configuration reminds me of the Karita Atlas model in a way, with the autocannon and large lasers, but wouldn't be as plagued with similar heat problems. The primary has a battle value of 1819. The Alpha configuration seems to be an oddball of a design, as though the engineers couldn't decide if they wanted a knife fighter or a sniper, and instead tried to do both. The Alpha has the ability to jump up to 90 meters, giving it similar capability to the Highlander and performing a very deadly death from above attack as an assault mech. Its main weapon is a Gauss rifle, mounted in the right torso with 2 tons of ammunition. Each arm carries a bevy of short-range weapons with a pair of ER medium lasers and an SRM-6 launcher with Artemis IV fire control. The SRM-6 launchers each have a ton of ammunition, which is, again, in the right torso. And to enhance its heat dissipation, it carries 6 additional double heat sinks and comes in at about a battle value of 2172. Finally, for the Hauptmann, we have the Bravo variant. Out of the three, this would be the most like a knife fighter. Its primary weapon is a right torso mounted ultra autocannon 20 with 3 tons of ammunition, which means it can fire at double the rate of speed with this massive big bore autocannon. Each arm mounts an ERPPC and medium pulse laser. The ERPPCs don't suffer from a minimum range problem. And of course, medium pulse lasers are very accurate at medium and short ranges. And the mech has a medium pulse laser mounted in the head as well, and 5 additional double heat sinks. This potent little knife fighter comes in at 1662. Well, I shouldn't say little, it's massive. Anyway, after the Hauptmann, we have the Regent. This is an interesting mech because it is a hybrid of the Hauptmann and Clan technologies. The Regent was the brainchild of Coventry Metalworks, who were looking to introduce a Clan tech model of the Hauptmann, and was made possible by Clan Seafox, who also licensed it out to a Free Worlds League manufacturer. Once again, lightening the chassis, the Regent weighs in at a slim 90 tons. Okay, slim compared to its progenitors, but still. The base chassis makes use of many off-the-shelf components, like the Hauptmann, and as a result has even less pod space at 43 tons. It once again has the same leisurely speeds as the two mechs that led to it and carries 10 double heat sinks in the base chassis. The mech has 17.5 tons of armor protection, one less than the Hauptmann and 1.5 less than the Direwolf. Because the Regent is built using much lighter Clan technology, though, it is better able to put the pod space it has to good use. The primary configuration is reminiscent of the Hauptmann Prime. It carries an ER large laser and medium pulse laser in its right arm and another medium pulse in its left arm. In its right torso, it has an ER large laser and an LB-20X autocannon with 2 tons of ammunition. The left torso also houses an ER large laser and a Streak SRM-4 launcher with 1 ton of ammunition. And in a carryover from the original Hauptmann, it has a micro pulse laser mounted in the head. To help dissipate its massive heat load, it has an additional 9 double heat sinks, and the BV of the Regent Prime is 2437. In its alpha configuration, we get an Omni Awesome of sorts. Its primary weapons are a trio of ER PPCs, each with a capacitor to increase their damage output. It carries one in each of its side torsos and one in its right arm. The PPCs are tied to an advanced targeting computer to increase their accuracy, and one might think also to help negate the trouble the fire control computers are going to have working during their massive heat spikes that the machine creates. To combat the heat output, it has an additional 15 double heat sinks and a coolant pod as an emergency cool-off system to keep the pilot from shutting their own machine down or frying themselves like an egg. For backup weapons, it carries a single ER medium laser in the head, and the BV of this configuration is 3412. The Bravo configuration is similar to that of the Hauptmann in both its right and left arms. It has two ER micro lasers. The right torso houses an Ultra Autocannon 20 with 3 tons of ammunition and an ER medium laser. The left and center torso each have an ER PPC, and the head mounts another ER medium laser. Once again, to handle the massive heat loads that it creates, it has 13 additional double heat sinks. The BV of the Bravo is 2744. Now, the Charlie configuration feels like a display of mine is bigger than yours. It carries only 2 weapons, and its right torso, it has a heavy Gauss rifle supplied with 3 tons of ammunition. The left torso mounts a massive Hyper Assault Gauss Rifle 40 with 4 tons of ammunition. The BV of this Lyran Pride machine is 2561. Finally, there's the Delta configuration. The Delta is something that I'm happy to see and reminds me a lot of designs such as the Mauler. The Delta has 2 LRM-15 launchers, one mounted in each side torso, each supplied with 2 tons of ammunition. Each side torso also mounts a pair of autocannons, an LB-2X and an Ultra Autocannon 2. All of each have a ton of ammunition. And finally, each arm carries a pair of improved heavy medium lasers. All the ammunition on this configuration is protected by Case 2, and the mech only has to carry 4 additional double heat sinks. So this thing is a monster as far as trying to kill it, and also in the amount of damage it can put out. The BV of the Delta configuration is 2116. So, before we go into the Alpha Strike stats for the mechs, I want to say something. The Regent seems to me like an attempt to go further towards a MechWarrior Online aesthetic. While I know that they were able to avoid this with some of the mechs, other ones have been slanting heavily towards this. Personally, I think this is the wrong way to take things, and Battletech has always had a style that doesn't lean hard towards real military equipment. I'm going to get off this before it becomes a soapbox, though, and we're going to get into the Alpha Strike stats for all of these mechs that we just covered. So let's look at the Direwolf first. The baseline stats for the Direwolf are type battle mech, size 4, target move of 1, movement of 6, armor 10, structure 5. In its primary configuration, it is a juggernaut, has a damage values of short 6, medium 6, long 4, and overheat of 4. Its special abilities are Case, Indirect Fire 0 with the little star, Omni, Overheat Long, and has a point value of 56. This is a mech that plods along slowly and just kills things as it soaks damage. Will it fall? Eventually. But odds are it's going to take somebody with it. Or a few somebodies. The Alpha configuration has damage values of 7, 8, 5 at short, medium, and long respectively, has no overheat, and has the special abilities of Anti-Missile System, Case, and Omni. It is once again a juggernaut and has a point value of 59 points. While not being able to snipe with incredible firepower at long range like the Prime, it can close and be an area denial mech against your opponent. Also, because most engagements happen at medium range, it is at home once it gets there with the higher medium range damage than any of its other brackets. The last of the original configurations is the Bravo. Some would think this is the budget Direwolf for Alpha Strike. With a short and medium of 5, long of 4, and an overheat of just 2, it doesn't pack the same punch as the other configurations. Its special abilities are Case, Omni, and Overheat Long, allowing it to snipe with up to 6 damage at long range. It has a point value of 51 and is a budget direwolf. It's quite effective. So, next we have the Hauptmann. And, of course, the Hauptmann's status as the inner spear knockoff of the direwolf shows in its stats for Alpha Strike. The base chassis is Battle Mech, size 4, target mod of 1, movement of 6, armor 10, structure 8. The primary configuration is a Juggernaut. It has damage brackets of 5.5.2 at short, medium, and long. It has an overheat of 1 and has a special abilities Case, ECM, Flak of 1.1.0, and Omni. Overall, it's a decent trooper mech with a good amount of survivability, and it has a point value of 54 points. The Alpha configuration adds the jump ability to its movement and ups the firepower a little bit with damage brackets of 6.6.2 at short, medium, and long. It has no overheat and loses the utility of the Prime, with the only specials being Case and Omni. The point value of this straightforward variant is also 54 points. Finally, there's the Bravo configuration. The cheapest of the three at point value of 50, the Bravo configuration has damage brackets of 4.4.2 at short, medium, and long. It has an overheat of 3, reflecting the heat problems that comes with in standard battle tech. Also, it has Omni and Case as its only specials. Overall, the least attractive of the three to me. Finally, we come to the next mech in this line. That would be the Regent. So, base stats for the Regent are Battle Mech, size 4, target movement mod of 1, movement of 6, armor of 9, structure of 7. So, a little bit less armor structure than the Hauptmann. The primary configuration is a Juggernaut, has a point value, or is a Juggernaut, has a point value of 51 points and damage brackets of 6.5.3 for short, medium, and long. It has an overheat of 2 and specials of Case 2, Flak 1.1.1, and Omni. It is, in the most basic terms possible, a better Hauptmann Prime. The Regent A is a sniper at 49 points. It has damage brackets of 5 at short and medium and 4 at long ranges, with no overheat. The only specials it has are Case and Omni. This is a decent trooper assault mech. It will definitely give you your opponents fits trying to kill it, but don't expect anything special from it. The Bravo configuration is a hard-hitting medium-range mech with damage values of 7.6.3 at short, medium, and long, and an overheat of 1. The mech has specials of Case and Omni at a point value of 53 points. It's a Juggernaut. It lives up to the name. Not much more to say there. So then we have the Charlie configuration of the Regent. It's a sniper. It comes in at 50 points even, and slightly as a toolbox mech. It has damage value of 5 at short, medium, and long ranges. It has no overheat, and it has specials of Case, Flak of 3.2.2, and Omni. Now this right here is a good anti-aerospace fighter and anti-VTOL mech, and has very consistent damage at all of its ranges. And then finally we have the Delta. This configuration is a sniper and comes in at a price of 49 points. Of the Regent's configurations, this one has the most utility of them. It has damage values of 4 at short and medium ranges and 3 at long. It also has an overheat of 3, making it very deadly when needed at short and medium range. For specials, it has Case 2, making it very hard to kill, Flak 0 star, so Flak's not the best ability that it has, but it does have it if you really want to try to use it. And that is at all ranges. Indirect fire 2, and LRM of 1.1.2. I think this mech, while being something of a trooper, is also a bit of a tough nut to crack. It has a decent amount of utility in it, making it the most toolboxy of them, but also not the best at being the most, not the best toolbox mech that's out there. I think this lineage of mechs is very interesting, as we see this in a few different mechs in the universe. I think the only one that crosses Clan and Intersphere technology lines twice. So it creates a lineage that we aren't used to seeing in Battletech. And I really hope you enjoyed exploring these designs. So, to let y'all know, I will be taking 4 weeks off. And then I'll be doing another 10-episode season. Until then, though, I will have a few little mini-episodes each week for you. Not necessarily mech techs, but just stuff, little tiny mini-episodes. That way, hopefully y'all don't forget about me. while I'm taking over the world. But anyway. So if you liked today's episode and you want to help support the podcast, please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/unicorncompany, which is one word. And I hope that all of you have a very happy new year, and Blake be with you.